Well, so here in Turkey, let's turn to what's going on in Turkey. The Turkish Prime Minister recently visited President Obama in Washington and spoke about some of his main concerns, one of which is the growing and perhaps spreading civil conflict in Syria. Is this the issue that is of most importance today to the Turkish government?
I would say one of the key issues, because Turkey has 710 kilometer long border with Syria, and there was just last month a major bombing in Antioch in southeastern Turkey that killed 50 people, and they pinpoint the Syrian secret service for organizing it. And most Turks and people in Turkey are scared that the civil conflict in Syria may spread to Turkish borders and grow out of control. Many of the tourist guys here in Istanbul were showing concerns that what would happen if a bomb explodes in Istanbul would bring the entire tourism industry to a halt here in the city. So they don't want to be involved in the civil conflict, but they cannot stay out of it either, because they have a very long border and they have family members on both sides of the border itself, actually. So the Turkish side, I think, is asking for a more direct involvement from the U.S. side. And they were asking for more support. So I think they are left in between a crossfire now. They don't know if they involve, if they intervene directly themselves. They are afraid they will be left out, and plus they will be a part of the civil war, and it may grow out of proportion and damage Turkey big time. And this is at a significant point, because Turkey just for the last 4 months is making the biggest, single biggest important change in its history by making a ceasefire and with Kurds. So first time the 80-year-old civil conflict is about to come to an end within its borders with its Kurdish minority population, recognizing their cultural rights and others. The Kurdish guerrillas of PKK are withdrawing from Turkish borders, and it looks like that it will end up good. That most people among Kurdish population are very optimistic about this. And the last thing now that a citizen of Turkey wants is to have another civil conflict after all this 80-year-old bloody conflict that is ending, and they want to stay out of it. But there are still other concerns too. So Syrian conflict, the Kurdish issue, which is going good, but another concern among the public is the increasing authoritarian tendencies of the government and the Erdogan government particularly. The best example of this was the May Day celebrations here in Istanbul, and the government, fearing of opposition, under the pretext of some construction projects, did not allow labor unions to use the main square, the Taksim Square of Istanbul, for protests. And to prevent people from protesting, they actually stopped ferry services, bus services, and they opened up bridges to prevent people from crossing to the other side. So it looked like an entire city of 17 million people under siege on that single day, which, when he was asked, he explained, saying that, well, they were not there to celebrate May Day, but to protest against our government. And it is a fear.
Well, clearly, it's a beautiful city, a wonderful part of the world, but also very complicated. They're dealing with a lot of complicated issues, not only internally, but externally. So thank you so much, Farad, for being with us today. It's a very interesting time to be in Turkey. And again, we're thinking of everyone at home.
Thanks for hearing me.